Here now is your OCM Regional News. I am Dale Enoch. Good morning to you. A suspected arson attack on a house in Arouca, East Trinidad, has claimed the life of a three-year-old boy. The child's name has been given as Jareem George. The fire was reported to have occurred at around 11:45 last evening. The toddler's mother, Janelle George, told police a man was trying to break into her Christian Avenue Extension Windy Hill home. She said she tried to stop him, but he overpowered her. Ms. George said she fled the home with three of her children in order to get help from a nearby relative. When she returned to the house, it was in flames. Firefighters later found the remains of little Jareem. A suspect in the tragedy is now being sought. In Jamaica, the business community in Spanish town St. Catherine remains in a wait-and-see mode 2 days after violent unrest in the area. Several businesses yesterday shuttered their doors amid a flare-up of violence in the old capital. This followed the police fatal shooting of an alleged gang leader, Othniel Loban, otherwise called Thick Man. He was an alleged top leader of the One Order gang and was shot on Wednesday. Upset residents of Spanish Town blocked several roadways and set fire to at least one store. President of the St. Catherine Chamber of Commerce, Dennis Robotham, noted that the situation is an all-too-familiar one.
Business ground to a halt, never even got off the ground. Everywhere was shuttered today. No businesses, schools closed. The whole disruption of commercial activity created, you know, havoc on the bottom line. Economically, you know, it has caused us great distress, so to speak. You have to understand, today's Thursday. A lot of deliveries would have begun to take place today because of the weekend, upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday. All of that now is going to have to be rescheduled. It's going to come at a cost, all the logistics that have been put in place, all the major distributors to deliver goods on a Thursday. The whole implications are going to be severe. Chaotic, actually.
Mr. Robotham said yesterday, the police have assured the business community the area is safe.
The police, we have spoken to them and they have given us some assurance that everything is under control. They have the situation under control. The police and the army is out. The soldiers are out. So, you know, there's some sense of assurance that, you know, it's fairly safe, but it is under curfew as we speak. So that in itself will curtail the movement of people throughout the town. Fact of the matter is we were just wondering, and a lot of members have been asking, why was the curfew not implemented early on? As the situation took place, they should have curfewed here. I think we would have had a little better result at the end of the day.
He expects normal commercial activity will be stagnant for a few more days. A critical issue is currently plaguing the education sector in Guyana. The issue is teacher absenteeism. The Minister of Education, Priya Manickchand, is very concerned.
Now there are peculiarities in the teaching profession. Most of our teachers are women. So, you're pregnant, you have maternity leave, you have any pregnancy issues that are keeping you home, I'd be the first to tell you stay home. But that's not what we're talking about. 40% of our teachers are not pregnant every day.
She says there are also other issues plaguing the system. Teachers are also neglecting their duties and failing to supply the students with the relevant past papers. The minister says there is a need for teachers to be held accountable. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good afternoon.